John chapter 7. And after that, Jesus walked around in Galilee, for he did not wish to walk around in Judea, because the Jews were looking for a way to kill him. Now the festival of the Jews, Tabernacles, was near. Then his brothers said to him, "Move on from here and go to Judea, so that your disciples also may see your works which you do. For no one does a thing in secret when he is trying to be known in public himself. If you are doing these things, manifest yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. So Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always at hand. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify about it that its works are evil. You go up to this festival. I am not yet going up to this festival, for my time has not yet been fulfilled." Then when he had said these things to them, he remained in Galilee. But when his brothers went up, then he went up to the festival as well, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews looked for him at the festival and said, "Where is that man?" And there was a lot of murmuring about him among the crowds. Some said, "He is good." Others said, "No, rather, he is misleading the crowd." However, no one spoke freely concerning him, for fear of the Jews. Then, when the festival was already halfway through, Jesus went up to the temple and gave some teaching. And the Jews were amazed, and they said, "How come this man knows literature, not having studied it?" So Jesus replied to them and said, "My teaching is not mine, but of him who sent me. If anyone wishes to do his will, he will know about the teaching, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own initiative. He who speaks on his own initiative seeks his own glory, but it is he who seeks the glory of him who sent him who is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you looking for a way to kill me?" The crowd answered and said, "You are possessed by a demon. Who is looking for a way to kill you?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I have performed one work, and you are all amazed. For this reason, Moses gave you circumcision, not that it was from Moses' time, but from the Father's time, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on a Sabbath, in order that the law of Moses should not be broken, why are you angry at me, because I cured a man in his entirety on the Sabbath? Do not judge by appearance, but judge with a just judgment." Then some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Isn't this the one whom they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they aren't saying anything to him. The leaders really have not established, have they, that this really is the Christ? But we know where this man is from. However, when the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus shouted out while teaching in the temple, and he said, "You both know me, and you know where I am from. And yet I have not come on my own initiative, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." Then they looked for a way to seize him, yet no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. But many of the crowd believed in him and said, "When the Christ comes, surely he will not do more signs than these which this man has done." The Pharisees heard the crowd murmuring these things about him, and the Pharisees and senior priests sent officers to seize him. Then Jesus said, "I will only be a little while with you still, and then I will go away to him who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot go." Then the Jews said to themselves, "Where is he going to go, such that we won't find him? Is he going to go to the diaspora among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does this remark which he said mean? You will look for me, but you will not find me. And where I am, you cannot go. Now on the last, the great, day of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. As regards him who believes in me, as the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from his inside. He said this, referring to the Spirit which those who believed in him were about to receive, for there was not yet any Holy Spirit, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Then many of the crowd who heard the statement said, This man is truly the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. Yet others said, No, for surely the Christ does not come from Galilee. Does not the scripture say that the Christ comes from the seed of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was? So a division arose in the crowd on account of him. And some of them wanted to seize him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the officers went to the senior priests and Pharisees, and those said to them, Why did you not bring him here? The officers replied, Never did a man speak in such a way as this man did. Then the Pharisees answered them, You haven't gone astray too, have you? None of the rulers or of the Pharisees have believed him, have they? But this crowd, who do not know the law, are strongly cursed. Nicodemus, who had come to him by night, who was one of them, said to them, Surely our law does not judge a man if it has not first heard from him, and knows what he is doing. They answered and said to him, You aren't from Galilee too, are you? Investigate and see. No prophet has arisen from Galilee. Then each went to his house.